resonate in every fiber of your sexual being. I am your host, DJ Tantra 10,000. And with me, please, with me in the studio are Luraline,
Lurline,
Luke, and
Mary.
And we are going to take you to tantric levels never experienced on college radio in the history of this station or any other. So welcome and prepare yourself for the journey. So Luke, I believe, or Lurline, I believe in order to embark on this tantric journey, we should have our listeners prepare their listening room so we in the studio have spent about half an hour lighting candles
and incense,
mm-hmm. and ringing bells in order to
eliminate the spirits that might discourage us and make us feel afraid or nervous about the things that we're going to undertake here.
Yes, and I'm actually feeling very, very relaxed, very centered. I'm very much in touch with my sexual being, and I want our listeners to be the same. So listeners out there, please clear your mind of unclean thoughts, dim the lights in your room, light a candle. And if you have some incense, if they don't have incense, what should they do? Sprinkle cumin around the room or something like that?
Well, as long as it's a pleasant smelling room, then it's like they can have a little bit of oil in one of those oil burners.
Yes.
Here it works very well. And it's not just smells that they want to focus on, but also tastes. They might want to have some fresh fruit ready to eat if they should feel the need.
Now, if you can clarify, what is the tantric role of fresh fruit? I'm a little unclear on that. Is that for eating afterwards to restore your vital energy?
Oh, at any time, yeah. So I think, I think we might want Luke to tell us a little bit more about the theory of tantra. We've got some practices in mind here, but
Before Luke proceeds, I'm sorry, we're getting way ahead of ourselves. Also entering the studio is DJ Juan Pablo, you've been practicing tantric sex for many years.
Yes, but out of necessity, because I can never come in time.
Interesting. Well, Luke can tell us more about this. I think the theory of tantric sex is not necessarily rapid orgasm, but rather
it's the opposite, right?
High-quality orgasm.
Well, not even necessarily the high-quality orgasm. Point is to kind of enter this blissful, peaceful, the perpetuating the joyous thing without necessarily orgasming at all.
Really? So you could have a completely satisfying tantric sexual experience without climax?
That's a theory, at least.
It's like an art movie that keeps the tension and never releases it at the end.
An art movie?
Yeah, it's very good.
Mm-hmm. Really? So this isn't, I mean, it sounds like, this could be an excuse that, a bad lover could use. Like, sorry you didn't come, honey, but that's because we were doing tantric sex.
I don't think so.
Do
you think some of the preparation you have to do at the outset sort of make sure that sort of thing's not going to happen? I mean, you have to really commit yourself to having a tantric experience. You can't just say afterwards, well, that was tantra.
That's certainly the way I perceive it, but I'm only an amateur.
Interesting.
Well, I think, too, it's more than an act. It's a whole attitude towards sex, so.
So do you want to talk a little bit more about that? Like, what do you see as the philosophical viewpoint?
Well,
or the attitude, how does it...
Having thought about this just for the last half hour, we're doing our, radio room preparation ritual.
But you feel something because of this.
Sure.
You
meant the last half decade of deep study, of course, not half hour.
Oh, that's right.
It's like that Star Trek movie where he, anyway.
No, but really, I think that the lighting and the even the people in this room, mm-hmm. and the atmosphere in this room is having a profound effect on all of us.
I'm feeling kind of a sexual charge. I don't know about you. I'm a little bit erect. I have a little bit of an erection.
And in fact, it may have been half an hour, but it seemed like a much longer time. So.
Well, I think, too, though, that it's more than just a way to have sex. It's a whole attitude and a whole focus towards the way you prepare, the way you approach it, and what you do after.
And also what you expect to get out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just it. Okay. It's a way of connecting.
So connecting with yourself or connecting with
your partner? I'd say with your partner and yourself.
Both. And I would also say that it has something in common with meditation as well, is another argument that you can't just say, oh, it was Tantra.
Well, that is sort of disappointing. You mentioned this, whether it was connecting with others or connecting with yourself, and I wonder, is there a form of tantric masturbation as well? I mean, since masturbation is my primary activity.
Right. Well, so I have to say that I have a little book here. Can we refer to that on the radio?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So we have this book here.
You?
No, unfortunately, I didn't write this book. But
are you in the book?
Also not featured in this book. But this book is sort of a 500-page guide to tantric sex. It's called The Art of Sexual Ecstasy. And one of the things this book says right at the outset is that although it's written for couples, for opposite-sex couples, that it's equally applicable to same-sex couples and to one person on their own, and that all of the exercises can be carried out on your own. So apparently, at least tantric sex does have a place for the solitary masturbator, for anyone, really.
That's fascinating. So this is The Art of Sexual Ecstasy.
Yeah,
the author is who?
Take a look. Yeah.
The author here is Margot Anand, A-N-A-N-D.
Yes, and she apparently has spent over 10 years traveling the world in search of sex gurus, which I think was kind of interesting. I mean, it mirrors the approach that people take, though, to...
I've gone on vacations, like...
But it's the sort of thing that I'm at least accustomed to hearing from people who've been getting involved with religious rituals, and so...
You can ask for a religious guru. How do you ask for a sexual guru? Do you go out to a bar to the town square and say, hello,
well,
I'm looking
Now, this is something that I haven't tried myself, but I gather that there are, at least in this country, lots of sex courses on offer, and I suppose there's a circuit you can get on. Do you, Luke or Mary, know anything about finding a sex guru? I mean, I think that's something that...
Did you say that in this country it's easy to find sex courses? I mean, I'm sort of a Native American, and
that's what Margot Anand told me in her introduction.
Your problem is that you take the natural approach. If you took the more organized approach, there might be such courses or lists or sexual gurus that you could access on the internet.
Well, the things like the CCAC and
the Community College of Allegheny County.
They offer sex courses?
I think that they have some kind of fluffy...
Is that the Boys Campus or a Taylor Alderdice?
I didn't look that closely, so I don't actually know, but I've certainly seen courses listed in other adult education publications.
What kinds of courses? Surely they can't be...
Presumably these are not lab courses, yes. I would expect that they're usually fairly new agey, the revitalize your relationship by focusing on your partner, etc. and so forth.
So that sounds like tantric.
So it seems like Mary has something to say about this.
I think that a lot of them are more relationship based than based solely in sex or how to have a better sexual relationship. I know one of them was Mars and Venus on a Date, which is, of course, referring to that book, Men Are from Mars, Women Are
from
Venus.
Right, but if you do the Mars and Venus in bed course, then perhaps they have practical...
Perhaps.
Well, the planetary collisions.
Mars and Venus hurtling into the sun.
So failing a local community college, I would try San Francisco because you can get pretty much every... sexual thing you might imagine there.
Well, that requires some pretty sophisticated planning. I mean, you probably don't get completely sucked into the San Francisco vortex until you've lived there a little while, I would assume. You can't. Can you get? Can't just go there and just say please.
You can get sucked pretty quickly.
But I mean, to go to the sort of more sophisticated tantric tantric levels might take a little more time. I was actually going to interrupt all of us and say, if you're listening and you want to call in with your own tantric commentary, the numbers are 268-9728, which is also 268-WRCT, and 621-WRCT.
And also any advice on finding a sex guru in general, not necessarily a tantric sex guru, would be appreciated. Since
well, of course, you can turn on to WRCT Tuesday nights, but beyond that, what do you do? So I still need more facts on this tantric sex. We've heard that it's about preparation and attitude. Maybe there are some more details about that, or maybe the techniques also.
Well, I'm willing to talk about the techniques that I've tried. As I said, I'm an amateur. The techniques that I tried, I learned from an internet website.
That's tantric.com?
I forget the URL. It was many years ago. But then it's recommended starting out with the rhythmic breathing, just
So do you think we could try this on the air now? So what sort of rhythm do we need to breathe in?
I have to be talking to explain this. So it's going to be hard to
do. No, but if you could talk us through it, we could have just a little bit of preparation.
I'm breathing in 5-4 right now. Is that adequate?
I prefer the syncopated Caribbean rhythm. But I presume we have to do it regularly, right?
Well, this started out with... So this was an exercise for partners. So y'all have to decide.
I'm sensing that this tantrism is. I mean, why is it related to just two people? I mean, many people have completely valid polyamorous relationships that should be recognized here.
It's the oversimplification everyone uses.
I see.
So you start breathing by your...
I'm impressed by the hegemony of your simplification.
I'm trying to improve my sex life, and you're addressing your...
So does that mean it's better suited for non-smokers, then? If the breathing is such an integral part?
Well, smokers do breathe.
I don't know.
You have to get their alveoli to relax.
Yeah, so the point is...
So we're breathing now deeply.
Yes, just breathing in and out in a slow, relaxed way and synchronize so that the two of you are all breathing in and then out.
And our listeners, too, should be breathing in and out. And we can all feel it together, in and out. If we could maintain eye contact with our listeners now, in and out.
I hope they join us.
And then the next exercise that
the website recommended
was to change the synchronization so that one partner was breathing in while the other was breathing out, and vice versa.
And now that's when it starts to be a little difficult if we've got more than two.
Yes.
But if we go around...
A staggered approach. The red couch should breathe in while the blue couch breathes out.
And our listeners in Shadyside in.
Shadyside in, Squirrelsville out.
Okay.
Fox Shuffle in.
So what is the point of changing it? Changing the rhythm, making it counterpoint?
It's more a recycling issue.
Yeah. Yes.
Maintaining the barometric pressure of the room without... these dangerous pressure changes.
And it connected to ideas about the flow of energy, that as one partner released the energy by breathing out, the other partner would take that in, so that those energies.
So you might get a little bit of just carbon dioxide going around there.
Possibly.
I've had cases like that, where you exchange it.
But this is without kissing, right? This is just without touching, that this synchronized breathing is going on?
Touch each other gently if you like, or just lie on your sides facing each other, I think is recommended.
Interesting.
If you're just lying on your sides facing each other and breathing, I mean, this is something you could do with your pet or with your... I mean, it's not
If you can coax your pet to breathe and the right rhythm, yes.
Yeah, in Pennsylvania.
I'm just thinking, what you can do if you don't have a lover.
It's legal to breathe with your pet in Pennsylvania.
Other things.
Well, but you might have to breathe a little faster, though.
That's right, I have a canary, so
A connection I'm seeing just now, too, is another Eastern tradition, which is Zen, where you begin by focusing on your breath and really just narrowing your focus just to just breathing when you're sitting Zen, which is when you sit and meditate. And that's really how you start. That's where it all begins. And it's a way of getting centered. So I can see where focusing first on your own breathing, then in breathing with your partner, then in the syncopation, would really get you focused and centered together. And I'm sure that's actually really very fulfilling.
Actually, joking aside, I can say that would work.
Yeah, seriously.
So how long do you go until you're ready, until you hear the one hand clapping, or do you stop it after?
Well, unfortunately, I've only done Zen meditation alone, and I often fall asleep, but...
Well, that's not good for tantric sex, I presume.
No, I think that would really inhibit things.
Yeah. Yes and no, because the...
The dreams you have are wonderful.
And you'll wake up eventually.
The next exercise that we tried for reading from this website was a particular sexual position with the woman lying on her back, with her legs raised slightly, and the man lying on his side behind her legs, with his penis inside her, but without either person moving that much. And maintaining this...
Erection for one thing, supposedly.
What?
Erection for one thing.
Well, yes. But also maintaining the breathing, to maintain that connection without the bedrocking, the motion.
Now, can we try this position here in the studio, or does the FCC prohibit that kind of thing?
Well, not if the man, I mean...
The microphones will make it difficult.
No. Trust me.
I'll trust you.
So for some days, that might be a problem to maintain erection. So that's part of the preparation, I presume.
But we didn't go for days.
I don't mean for this, but that some days it might be more problematic.
You should make sure it's one of those days where you're especially horny and you can get a massive erection.
Yes, when you have... if you donate blood, for example.
The tantric exercise, I think you can, if you focus your energy into your penis...
That's what I was getting at. So it must be part of the preparation.
So we only tried this once, but then...
How many days?
just for a couple of hours.
You were attached for a couple of hours to your partner?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
We have to talk about heterosexual sex sometime, DJ Tantric.
Well, I understand that, and I welcome your alternate lifestyle, but I'm just I mean, how can the hours? I've never had a sexual experience that's lasted hours. I mean, you know.
Well, I was surprised.
They're rare, but they're good. They exist.
Was this not painful? Did you not have the typical blue balls kind of experience where this sustained erection caused aching?
And what I was expecting was not to be able to sustain an erection for that long, but I really didn't have much trouble maintaining the erection, and it was very kind of peaceful, kind of bonding experience.
Mary, was this tantric moment with you?
No, I'm afraid it wasn't.
Some other female?
A different one.
Oh, I apologize for that.
It's all right.
Driving a wedge between you two. You two are somehow involved, is that true?
We are somehow involved.
Yes.
So have you been considering adding tantric sex to your relationship? We haven't
discussed it before.
I think it's something I'd like to try at some point.
Mm-hmm. And do you think it's something that people need to read up on the theory of properly before they get involved with, or do you think that our listeners, just having heard the little bit they've heard now, knowing about the breathing, knowing about focusing on themselves and on their partners, do you think they can start straight away? Can they start tonight?
I don't know how well it would work, but I don't think that it's likely to send anyone to the hospital.
Right, so go ahead. No, please.
I think, too, that even if you're not, perhaps, let's say, following the Kama Sutra here, which is a text on tantric sex, am I right?
I believe that it's not tantric, but I'm not an expert and will not claim to be.
Yeah, yes, I don't believe it's tantric either. Maybe
not,
parts of it, but...
Yeah, yeah, I'm not quite the expert on this either. But at any rate, even if, let's say, you're not doing a traditional tantric sex position, holding it, just the things we've talked about ways to focus on your partner, to create an atmosphere, and to really connect with each other, I think would enhance any relationship.
Yes, and that beginning ritual to the kind of consecrate the space in which you're having sex, the separate it a little from your normal life so that even basic things like turning off the telephone so that you won't be interrupted if someone calls.
Closing the laptop computer.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. That's where Corey's a friend of ours.
He
keeps
DJ
his porno collection actually in the laptop, so it's hard for him to...
Actually, that's not true. I, as my spirit animal Corey, has deleted all 1 gigabyte worth of, and it had gotten up to a gigabyte, all 1 gigabyte worth of porn off of my hard drive, and so it is now completely within DARPA.
So he has figuratively closed the laptop.
Our producer's jaw just dropped. I think I noticed that. Actually, it's even more shocking than that. I had a gigabyte backlog of porn that had automatically been downloaded from Usenet that I hadn't yet looked at and classified.
You should close the laptop. That's Corey.
Each GIF file I download, I have to have kind of a tantric ritual with. I have to caress it and feel the message implicitly.
That's why you've added turbo mode to your viewer.
Yeah, that's right. With each JPEG, I have an erection for hours just staring at it and trying to merge our energies.
So what I'm curious about now, you've experienced tantric sex, right? Now, traditionally when people talk about sex, one of the things they focus on is orgasm. We haven't really heard anything about orgasm. You were implying that orgasm is not an important part of it. So where's the ecstasy?
It's not part of the theory of tantric sex, yes. And alchemical, the symbolism about sex, the sex the way we normally think of it was represented as a pyramid coming to the peak together, mm-hmm. But tantric sex was represented as a cube where you stay on each side parallel, always staying that same distance apart. The single time that I tried it, orgasm didn't come into it until we changed and went on to other non-tantric things.
Now, you don't mind me pointing this out. If you've only tried it once, it can't have been all that good. If we had a spare couple of hours in which to do just some sort of sexual activity, would you recommend tantra above all other things?
Not above all other things. I like a lot of things sexual. It can be very very nice, very peaceful, and quietly ecstatic, but it's not even for every moment, much less for every person.
I had an accidental tantric experience, actually. Seriously.
And that
comes to this point that you have sometimes it can work sometimes and not some others, so much so that sometimes it will work even if that's not what you're shooting for. Mm-hmm. If you're very tired, maybe you're having a little hangover and it's one of those Sundays and you have the whole day ahead and you're half falling asleep and having half aroused, it can happen that without meaning to, you end up doing this sort of thing, right? So the moment is certainly important. It doesn't mean that it's always better.
No, that's not... I understand your point, but then I thought at least one important component was the preparation and the...
Right, so that's why mine was accidental and probably not as good. It's driving a car versus having a car accident. It's not the same. Well, I wasn't in a driver's seat, but it was nevertheless very pleasant. And it was a nice discovery, almost like losing virginity.
Thank you for sharing that.
I actually missed that story because I was reading The Art of Sexual Ecstasy, and just by happenstance, I turned to the chapter on the anal healing massage. And I was wondering if either of you can. I would like to. May I read a passage?
Of course.
Miss Anand here has quoted another sexologist, Herb Otto, from the seminal work New Orgasm Options, in which Mr. Otto says, by denying and hiding the sensuous/sexual function of the prostate, the male of the species is kept from realizing the essential androgynous nature of his being, aspects of his being, which would make him less aggressive, more contemplative, and nurturant. The cultural conspiracy against the pleasurable utilization of the prostate appears designed to foster macho attitudes and characteristics and to maintain and foster the male's aggressive stance.
The cultural conspiracy.
Exactly.
She's just made that up, or he, I guess,
Herb
or
Otto.
Mr. Dr.
Well,
Otto.
You're so programmed by the kind of dominant cultural paradigm.
I reach to my prostate regularly. I think a lot of men do. Why does he say there's a cultural conspiracy? I never felt any pressure.
You touch your prostate?
Well, I tried to find it.
I mean, you've actually experienced some kind of self-anal stimulation?
Yeah, a little bit. The prostate is not that far in. Just with the finger.
No, I've had a lot of fun.
It helps
in
hot tubs because it softens up.
So if you're in a hot tub, I have to
don't tell you.
Like, make sure you keep both hands above the water, otherwise. So actually, before
I'm
Mark,
sure I agree.
Luke suppress. I'm sorry. I apologize. Just for, please call in 621-9728 and 268-9728. We crave your comments. No, continue. I'm sorry.
I've had a lot of fun with my prostate, and it's certainly enjoyable, but I'm not sure that playing with my prostate or not makes me more or less macho. It seems quite a stretch to make that connection.
He's very macho, trust me.
Well, this is clearly just Dr. Otto's thesis, but I believe I go along with that. I mean, you've already released your nurturant and contemplative nature. Was that what it was?
Nurturant.
But that's because you've done tantric sex and other forms of self
immolation.
Whereas, other people. I mean, I believe tantric masturbation and anal healing massage should be part of boot camp. For example, all of our soldiers, in their basic training, should do this self-discovery.
And all sailors, we have those here. And all sailors as well.
Yes, all branches of the armed forces, I presume. Except for the ones we deliberately want to make aggressive and kind of hyper, hyper aggressive, because we want them to go fight and kill. But
I'm under the impression that that's most soldiers, but I don't actually have data to corrupt me.
Interesting. Well, I mean, this is going a little off topic, but you need sort of one branch who are willing to be nurturant and contemplative to be more, they would have more of an ambassador type role, or to try to sort of keep peace, and then Anyway.
Well, perhaps that means that then ambassadors should...
the diplomatic corps has long been missing.
Maybe what I really meant is that...
Madeleine Albright, perhaps.
The entire UN, for example. did I mention 621-WRCT, 268-WRCT, the phone awaits.
And what's the country code for overseas?
Well, see, it turns out that if somebody's listening to us from abroad, they have a very interesting receiver because our internet broadcast is broken at the moment. We just got a new equipment and it will be working shortly. But
really? So the equipment is in?
Yeah, it has to be mounted.
Interesting. Will there be a, is there a breathing and kind of insertion ritual?
That's why it's not installed yet. We have to gather enough people.
But also, in the meantime, you can visit our website, which has all of our old shows on it, and that URL is, what is it? It's
http://www.
No, there's no www.
I'm sorry, Loveline.
No, yeah.
Loveline.wrct.com. Either com or org.
You don't give them too many choices. It's confusing. Com.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's spelled COM, not the other way.
Loveline.wrct.com. So I've been the interesting thing when I first met Juan Pablo back at, this was in Spain at a seaport. I was a sailor and you were a young
that was before the name
young yeah. temptress. One of the things that we discovered quite by accident is that our breathing was always naturally in sync. I mean, I could go on one of my sea voyages.
Well, sometimes out of phase, syncopated, but always the same frequency.
Right. Mm-hmm. Which was fascinating because, I mean, we could literally be apart for weeks or months and then come back and our breathing was, it was as if we were at a higher level already in tantric synchrony, if you will, sort of a contemplative kind of...
Do you find that this carried over to other parts of your relationship? I mean, could you detect that harmony in other ways? Is there a way of exploiting that?
Certainly, I've always felt that, and when we first had sex, it was unbelievably, explosively pleasurable.
I was looking for the tantric. Having seen the synchronicity in our breathing, I was expecting a tantric. I didn't know the name at the time, but a tantric experience. Mm-hmm. And it was far too explosive for you and for you alone. It's true. It's very traumatic. Please don't laugh.
Yeah, it was. That was really severely damaging for Juan Pablo, and we drifted apart. In fact, didn't speak for years because.
So that means then that this breathing isn't enough. Would that be how?
That's a very good point. Mm-hmm.
So what sort of precautions do we need to take then if we get involved with deep synchronized breathing without the theory? I mean, is there something else about the theory that we need to take into account? Something to do with the yin and yang?
Indeed. I mean, if I can amplify that question, when you were having this actual tantric encounter with your partner. I mean, all this self-examination that you do surely must bring up some, you know, negative emotions. Or does anybody have a negative experience with tantra? I don't know if it's the same question you're asking.
I am sure that people have had negative experiences with tantra, but I can't claim enough expertise to know about them.
Speculate. What would be a negative experience with this?
Well, you know,
fall asleep.
For example, you
sleep through your exams. What?
For example, your
mother walks in.
You're doing the healing anal massage, for example, and it reminds you of some childhood trauma, or reminds you of your mother who was too controlling, and she was trying to make potty train you.
I have read a little bit about the healing anal massage, and I think that that definitely is one of the sorts of issues that may come up, and so that's one of the reasons why you need to go through a lot of the other tantric exercises. Building trust with your partner.
Interesting.
You can look in that book and get some of the details because they talk about approaching things very, very gently and then assessing how you feel at every point. And at that point, deciding if and when you feel ready to go on and knowing that you really can. I think generally the healing anal massage is supposed to be done with someone else, though. I suppose if you're doing it on your own, then you can sort of ask yourself whether you feel ready to continue in this way. And that's exactly when traumas that you've had, anal traumas,
I think,
might need
though,
to be dealt
with. That process of starting something slowly and gently, assessing how you feel at every step, will go towards anything you're trying out sexually that's new, whether it's having sex for the first time, exploring...
But that's not really what people do.
Well,
think,
not always,
need the theory for.
If you have to jump over a big chasm, you're not going to take it slowly and carefully. You have to jump to cross the resistance that you have against it, right?
Sometimes, but I know that in my own life there's been some things that I have explored very slowly and very gently, and it was the best way to do so.
That's very...
I don't think I would have ever lost my virginity if I had waited until I was mature enough to approach it that way. Because I'm not old enough.
See, Juan, I'm a girl, so... I'm sorry. I'm just teasing. I hope I haven't offended anybody.
Juan Pablo.
I'm sorry.
So would you like me to...
Oh, please, tell.
Oh, so you get mature earlier.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about what sort of anal traumas...
Well, I was just reading what potential anal trauma was in the book. I mean, I actually, you know, personally am, you know, more or less comfortable with my own anus. You know, I mean, this is sort of a, I don't even like this topic.
which one, the tantra or the anal?
I was just going to say, I mean, you know, typically, you know, you can, I mean, so it's, the anus very traditionally is, you know, this kind of like dirty kind of receptacle of excretion.
Would you prefer to hear about the vaginal healing massage?
We can move on to that, certainly. I mean, you know, I actually prefer to, like, study the healing anal massage
right,
or ham, and talk about it in a future show once I've done all forms of it.
That might be nice, actually, to talk about a successful anal healing massage experience.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So. We'll have to call the lab.
Get the speculum ready. So there's the HVM, the ham, and the HVM, the healing vaginal massage.
Yeah, healing the yoni, they call it, in fact.
The yoni?
Yeah.
Yoni is normally known as some kind of new age.
Yeah,
we're hearing a different spelling.
No. We also, and just to know that there's a third practice, which is healing the vajra.
That's a penis, I guess.
The penis, yes. Yeah.
Vajra?
Yes. So,
The vajra is a name for penis into the system. Why? Why isn't it just healing the penis?
Because it's tantric. It's oriental.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think some of the ideas is to use
the word
terms
vajra
that might
instead of lingam, which is the word I've heard more often.
Are you a scholar of oriental subcontinent languages?
Not really. I've read through the erotic parts of the Kama Sutra once or twice.
Okay.
Interesting.
Right, well, I was just going to say that we have healing the vajra, healing the yoni, and actually there are quite a few arcane terms in the manual of Tantra. So we have, for example, the PC pump.
I'm the PC pump.
It brings me memories of a Dr. Jelovich. Is this a prosthesis?
No, in fact, the PC stands for, I think, pubococcyx.
Pubic coccyx.
this is, if I may clarify your misunderstanding, this is not a penile pump, which is a pre-Viagra erectile
implant. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But this is another kind of penis pump is actually a suction device that creates a vacuum around the penis and draws blood into it. Same kind of idea.
But this is not that.
This is actually going to turn out to be a form of Kegels, which is
exactly.
But continue.
Well, so, why don't you tell us, I mean, I believe it is the same as the Kegel.
What is a Kegel?
It sounds like a Kegel Kuchen.
But you have the book there. I was just going to say, the Kegel exercise is the well-known exercise for strengthening it actually is supposed to enhance orgasm and also strengthen the vaginal walls, I think.
And also, it's not only for those with vaginas.
Interesting.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. So it's the sort of thing where you sit in your office and working and talk to your boss and make this.
You're making kind of a humping motion.
Right, right. So you can see something because usually you don't see this muscle, right?
You're tightening your it's okay. As if you're shutting off the flow of urine. You tighten your sphincter and your urine flow. It's the same muscle, apparently.
Okay.
You just kind of pucker your anus.
Excuse me, I kind of talk to you. I'm puckering at the moment.
No, but really, I mean, a lot of women's magazines talk about these sorts of exercises, and they say you can do them on the bus.
And what is the bus?
Because no one can see you tense your pubic coccyx muscles.
Right, so you can do it everywhere, not just in the bus. You can
do it while doing laundry or washing dishes. What is the purpose of the tightening the pubic
coccyx? Right, okay, I'm glad you asked that, actually, because I have here a little section labeled
Purpose. Excellent information.
Purpose and benefits.
Yeah.
In an athletic workout, it is helpful to pump and stretch your muscles, causing them to expand and fill with blood so the body is warmed up, less stiff, and more flowing.
Yes.
The same principles apply here. You will be pumping the PC muscle to give it more tone and vitality. For men, this practice stimulates the flow of blood to the penis, enhancing both its ability to stay erect. Now, see, we want to take those
about.
We're thinking about hours and days of... stationary sex, and its capacity to feel pleasure, which might be...
That's important.
What will take us to
that
this sort of
ecstasy. That's important,
crucial for the days and days.
Women can benefit by being able to hold the penis more tightly inside the vagina, thus improving erotic sensations for both partners. This pumping exercise not only conditions the PC muscle for sexual practice, but also... enables you to shoot the sexual energy up the inner foot.
I'm sorry. Shoot sexual energy out of the inner.
Up the inner flute.
Flute.
Yeah. So I'm not completely familiar with all of the terminology, I'm afraid. So
the inner flute. I glanced through the book briefly, and it explained that the inner flute was this theoretical musical instrument. Lying along the spinal cord, along the chakras.
I have a much less poetic interpretation.
The skin flute, playing the skin flute. I've heard that term. Is this the same thing?
This is not the same thing.
No, this is the inner flute.
The inner flute.
And it shoots sexual energy, not sperm, I guess.
No, certainly I have known people who would focus on spreading the sexual energy throughout their bodies. No, really, they'd, like while masturbating, for example, then touch themselves on the nipples and sort of effectively touch themselves up the body to pull the feelings up through into the head and into the...
I've never thought of it that way.
Awakening all of the different nerve endings with the same sort of very intense feelings, but that might be otherwise only focused in the genitals. And I guess, I mean, that's sort of an external flute that I'm describing there. But...
Fantastic. Now, are there other inner music? Is there an inner trumpet? That's
when the sexual energy is really shooting out.
I only glanced at the book, but it did not mention an inner bassoon.
But is this a woman thing? Like their vagina is their inner flute?
No, it's both sexes.
We all have an inner flute.
Yes.
And will these PC muscles, like, they don't mention this, of course, because this is alarmingly heterosexist, but, like, will this improve anal sex by tightening your scrotal, sphincters?
Well, the sphincter's pretty tight. I don't think you need to train it anymore.
So you're asking about the grip back for
the recipient, because clearly if you're putting a penis into an anus, it seems like the benefits of the PC exercises for the penis should still hold.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm talking about from the receptive anus side, though. I mean, you still, presumably the man still wants a tight orifice that has powerful gripping properties, and the grippier the
better.
You're
talking about the inner walls, because the anal sphincter is one of the most powerful muscles in the body, besides the heart.
I actually believe you can actually crush bone with it.
Probably.
Sort of pinch off a finger if you're... every muscle, as you know, as athletes know, training these muscles can get stronger and...
But you don't want the muscle to get stronger. You want the inner wall, which is not a muscle in the case of anus. kind.
Well, it's the, well, indeed, but
so
I mean,
maybe if you eat a lot of meat, it becomes a little harder.
I mean, so indeed, so maybe you can't get the inner wall to grip, but at least the sphincter opening can kind of grip, and that's, you know.
No, but the interesting, and I don't know the answer to this, is where exactly those muscles are located in the man, because. Oh. They're somewhere, I think, near the prostate, right? I mean, their effect is to stop the flow of urine.
Actually, I use different ones. I think I use different ones.
When you're doing your PC pump?
Well, I'm doing it now, and I'm trying to see how it feels. Uh-huh. And I think when I stop the flow of urine, it doesn't feel the same way. It
could be because... So you've got two sets of muscles to work with, then.
I disagree with DJ.1 Pablo. I think you could do a test.
I also believe that it's two sphincters, just as women have two sphincters.
I mean, the anus itself has two sphincters, the so-called exterior sphincter and the interior.
Okay,
sphincter.
But I'm referring to
the anus sphincter and the urethral sphincter. So here's what you have to do. Next time you're urinating, stop the flow of urine while touching your anus. And I'm completely serious. And see if, like, it makes that little winking action while you're stopping the flow of urine. I believe you cannot separate. I believe they're controlled by the same nerve. I'm sorry.
They might very well be the same muscle.
It's not the same, not necessarily the same muscle, but controlled by the same sort of nerve.
So where does that muscle go? Where are the endpoints? That's the question that
Lily.
Margot Anand? No. Lily.
Oh, me, Lily.
Well, I guess we don't know that. That will be a topic for a future sex.
I want our listeners, surely some listener out there can go urinate and quickly call us back with the results of this experiment.
Especially if they have a wireless phone.
621-WRCT, 268-WRCT. Why hasn't the phone been ringing? Our producer doesn't know why the phone's not been ringing. Where were we?
We were talking about the PC pump, the inner flute.
So Juan Pablo's question was a fascinating one to me, which was, you know, when say, you know, you're at Chauncey's, right? And, you know, you've had like a fabulous kind of big hair kind of evening. You meet some fabulous babe, and you're both completely drunk. You go back to your apartment finally, and how do you bring this up? I mean, you know, you both want laid. You're like, wait, I want to try something different. Can we enter tantra space? And, you know, or is this something that, in other words, is this something that only can be experienced with two couples who are like in some kind of long-term relationship and are willing to be experimental, or can you just do this with anybody?
That's a very good question.
I think that certainly if you're looking to synchronize breathing, you have to have a little bit of communication going on, unless both partners have done it separately in other contexts.
So this is not a truck stop kind of mall restroom kind of sexual activity.
Glory holes and tantric sex, so I think fit together.
It doesn't seem to fit to me.
What were you saying, Mary?
I'm willing to believe that if...
I'm willing
to believe that two strangers, if they both knew something about tantra or maybe read a book together to start or just talked about it for a few minutes, could have an experience, but I'm willing to believe, and maybe I'm wrong, that it would just be richer between partners who knew each other already and already had some connection going.
Interesting.
But I think that you could connect with a stranger with this.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I would like to interrupt just for a moment and say this is WRCT Pittsburgh, and we're talking about tantric sex. And DJ Juan Pablo, you just gave me some kind of coded tantric message, which I did not understand.
It was 1.5.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. We were measuring the tensile, the sort of shearing strength of one's
the cajols. The cajolimeter.
Which they actually make such devices.
Do they measure in newtons or kilograms?
Yes, I read one book, the Masters and Johnson study, in which they were trying to take a very scientific approach to measuring the sexual behavior and orgasms. And their approach to measuring orgasms was an anal probe with the a spring scale, basically.
You want a healing massage after that.
Yes. One thought that occurred to me was whether the measurement changed the data.
Interesting. There's sort of a kind of quantum mechanical effect that you're referring to.
Especially if it's cold metal.
Yes, and without speculating about whether people naturally enjoy having this probe in their bottom, you can believe that people's response will be different with probe inside them than otherwise.
It seems some kind of placebo probe, although I guess that wouldn't really be right either. At that awkward moment, I think we should.
It's hard to design an experiment, so.
this is the problem that plagues all sexual scientists,
mm-hmm.
and scientists of any stripe. I think we're actually out of time. Is that right, DJ?
Yeah, we are out of time.
The candles are burning a little low.
Right.
The next
show is time to go breathe.
I want to thank Mary, Luke,
Lurline,
and DJ Don Pablo for joining us tonight.
Thank you, DJ Tantric.
Please join us next week, same time.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I'm sorry, don't cut us off yet. There's a new WCT schedule. We're finally off running schedule. You'll see it around town. Bye. Lay your gun. Oh, I know you got your blues. Ain't no telling what you might do. One more time. Just a pack in my mind. Oh, lady, why don't you lay your gun down? Just a packet, mama. Oh, lady, why don't you lay your gun down? Oh, I know you got the blues. Ain't no telling what you might do. I know you my woman, and I'm your man, but ain't no sense in taking the law. The law in your own hand. Mister, pack in my arms. Why don't you lay your gun down? Well, used to own a woman that be out in the street back to the ground.
to kill me, Mr. Pagenbaum. I don't mind dying, but I hate to leave all these pretty women standing around my grave crying. Just the back of my heart. Go ahead, when all you lay your gun down. Well, you used to own a woman behind any street at the club. I know you got the blues, mama.